GLM 5.2 is the top open weights model in the world this morning, and it bought that crown one expensive token at a time.
It's Thursday, June 18th, 2026. Here's the rundown. A new open weights leader with an invoice problem, the DOJ deciding xAI's turbines are a national priority, and a CodeGraph MCP claiming 10x fewer tokens. Then the call.
Z.AI's GLM 5.2 scored 51 on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index, 11 points above GLM 5.1 at the same size. 753 billion total parameters, 40 billion active, shipped under MIT. It clears Minimax M3 and DeepSeek V4 Pro, both at 44, and sits second on the web dev arena behind only Claude Fable 5.
And before anyone screenshots the leaderboard, look at how it got there. Same parameter class as 5.1. They didn't build a bigger model. They told it to think longer.
The numbers back you up. GLM 5.2 burns 43,000 output tokens per task, 37,000 of it reasoning. GLM 5.1 spent 26,000.
That's the whole 11-point jump. Test time compute is the cheap way to climb a benchmark, and the expensive way to run a product.
Run the bill. Pricing holds at GLM 5.1 levels, $4.40 per million output tokens. At 43,000 tokens a task, that's about 19 cents per task in output alone.
A model scoring 44 at 24,000 tokens answers for under half that. So the rank and the invoice point in opposite directions.
So when do you reach for it?
When hard reasoning is the constraint and volume is modest. Pick it for the answer you can't get cheaper. Don't pick it for a loop running millions of times a day. At that scale, you cap the reasoning budget or you stay on a leaner open model, because the marginal correct answer is not worth 80% more tokens.
51 is fourth overall. Claude Fable 5 is at 60, Opus 4.8 at 56, GPT 5.5 at high reasoning at 55.
And that's the honest read. The open top is now one long reasoning trace from the closed frontier, not a generation behind. The gap is compute you pay for on every call.
So the thing to watch isn't the score.
It's token efficiency. A 51 that costs 43,000 tokens is a worse deal for most serving stacks than a 47 at 25,000. Whoever ships the first open model that holds this intelligence while having the reasoning spend wins production. The screenshot is free. The serving is not.
The Justice Department is now framing xAI's unpermitted gas turbines as a matter of national, economic, and energy security.
Which is the legal cover for keeping them running. The federal government would rather fight the air quality case than slow the compute.
The subtext for every operator is the same. Training and inference now lean on behind-the-meter generation faster than permitting can move.
Power is the binding constraint, not silicon. And the rules are bending around that fact in real time. If you're planning capacity for next year, plan for generation you control, because the grid interconnect queue won't save you.
Separately, Washington declined to blacklist DeepSeek, even while flagging more than 100 firms as security risks.
So DeepSeek weights stay legally usable in the US for now. But the model is one policy memo from off limits. Don't architect a stack around a single Chinese provider you can't swap out in a week.
There's a new MCP server called Codebase-Memory-MCP. It indexes a repo into a persistent SQLite graph of functions, calls, and routes, so an agent traverses the graph instead of reading files.
The landing page says 99% fewer tokens, 120x best case. The preprint is more honest. 10x, with 83% answer quality across 31 repos.
It full indexes the Linux kernel, 28 million lines, in 3 minutes and answers in under a millisecond.
That part's real, and it matters. Move structural lookups off file reads, and your context window stops getting eaten by grep. The catch is, type resolution covers about a dozen languages well. The rest fall back to text.
Also making the rounds again, a gist arguing you should stop using JWTs for sessions.
Old argument, fresh casualties. Tokens you can't revoke. An algorithm field that's a foot gun. If you reached for JWTs because a tutorial said so, default to server-side sessions instead.
And the HTTP query method is now RFC 10008, a safe, idempotent way to send a body with query semantics.
It fixes the get with body mess. Framework support trickles in over the next year. Useful the moment your search API outgrows the URL.
A WordPress VIP survey of 2,000 people found 60% of US consumers are put off by brands touting AI, and 86% still want original sources.
Here's the line buried in the same report. One product lifted sales of its top tiers just by removing the word AI and keeping the feature.
So the advice writes itself.
Ship the capability, drop the label, and pair it with the other number today. Only 16% of Americans expect AI to help society. That's one trust signal, not two.
Charity Majors made the engineering case in the same beat. Agents amplify whatever rigor a team already has.
Which means sloppy testing and weak observability get worse once code generation speeds up. Invest in review, CI, and rollback before you scale agent throughput. Velocity without guardrails is just faster incidents.
Epic open-sourced Lore under MIT, a content-addressable version control system in Rust, built for code plus multi-gigabyte binary assets.
This is the tech that ran inside Unreal. Merkle chained revisions, content dedupe, chunked uploads, so editing a few kilobytes of a huge file re-uploads only that. It's aimed straight at Perforce's per-seat cost.
Caveat, it's pre-1.0 and the desktop client most people touch ships as a closed binary.
So open source the engine, keep the client proprietary. Worth tracking for small studios, not worth migrating onto this week.
And Wolfram Language hit version 15 with an AI assistant folded into the language itself.
The pairing is the interesting part. A symbolic engine that can check the model's arithmetic. That's exactly the gap most agent stacks paper over.
Adam, a YC W25 company, open-sourced CADM, an AI system for parametric CAD generation.
Hard domain. Wrong geometry is unforgiving, and the training data is scarce. If they make it useful, the moat is real, because nobody else has the data.
And Lago, the open-source metering layer under usage-based pricing. Consumption tracking, subscriptions, revenue analytics.
This is the plumbing every AI product needs once it bills per token instead of per seat. With reasoning spend swinging the way GLM 5.2 just showed, accurate metering is the difference between margin and a surprise.
GrapheneOS has been ported to Android 17 with official releases close. Meanwhile, Volkswagen's app now refuses to run on GrapheneOS.
That's integrity attestation, locking out hardened devices. If you lean on Play Integrity, know you're quietly excluding privacy-conscious users. The blocklist is a product decision, not a security necessity.
And a cautionary one, a service holding user images behind a surprise $5 paywall.
Own your storage or assume the host monetizes your lock-in. Budget for egress and an exit before you wire anything to a free tier.
Quick break, two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally, secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev. MicroUI is a tiny immediate mode UI library in ANSI C, zero dependencies.
Eclipse Zeno unifies PubSub, geo-distributed storage, and queries in one stack.
Stop Killing Games failed to secure EU law, despite 1.3 million signatures.
A French physicist and media star lost his doctorate after a plagiarism probe.
And Bubbles.town is a Hacker News built for independent blogs. Our call. An open weights model clears 55 on the intelligence index, matching GPT 5.5 at high reasoning by September 30th, erasing the gap at the very top.
Proven wrong if no open model hits 55 on V4.1 or its successor by then. The gap from 51 to 55 is a longer reasoning trace, not a bigger model. Settles September 30th.